Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do that, we want to tell you about something super special and important that I want to make sure you know about. And that is our Life in Air events. There are two in particular that I want to draw your attention to. One is called the Get a Life Getaway. And we've been doing this for almost 15 years now. Peter and I have been doing this together for about 8 years together. And then we have our Business Builder Workshop. And this is why it's so important. Because if you don't have the ideal life you want, guess what you need? A vision. A vision is something that we create at the Get a Life Getaway. And listen, it takes us a full 3 days to do that. And so we've been doing this for so long. We've refined the process. We've perfected it. We've walked almost 10,000 people through this process. And we want to show you this process. Now, yeah, you could probably try and do it on your own, but why would you try and reinvent the wheel? Let the experts, let us hold you hand in hand through this process. Peter and I teach these personally. You're getting this right from us. And that's the first part of this equation. Now, the second part is like, hey, let's say you decide that you want to work 20 hours a week and you need to make $100,000 in your to live your vision. Well, guess what? We teach you at the Business Builder Workshop. Exactly that. We will walk you hand in hand and show you our proven process to remove you from your business, to help you make the money you want, to enable you to own your business rather than have it own you. Peter, these events are awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. We do this throughout the event, throughout the years, and we're doing them throughout the country. So head over to one of these events because you'll be surprised how amazing it is to write your vision for your life. I wish somebody would have told me this 10 years ago to do that. When I came here to this country, I had no freaking clue what a vision is, whether or not to actually write it. So the fact that you're sitting here on this podcast and hearing this message, I would encourage you that this is something that you would go ahead and do that sooner than later. So how do they go about doing that, Vojo?
Well, and Peter, not only that, but we have a very special offer for them. Because you are a loyal podcast listener, I know you're tuning in every single week, hanging on every word. You've given us reviews, ratings, thumbs up, told your parents about it, your mom, your dad, your dog, your neighbor. We are giving you a 50% off, 50% off special offer. So you'll go and choose either the Business Builder Workshop or the Get a Life Getaway. Like Peter said, we do these all over the country. We do about a half dozen of these events per year. And when you check out, after you choose which event you want to attend, then you will enter the promo code PODCAST. P-O-D-C-A-S-T. PODCAST is your promo code. You'll instantly get 50% off. And we will see you at an event soon. Now, here's my advice. Don't wait to attend this. Don't wait to register. Put it on the calendar now. Go right now. Pause the podcast if you have to. Go open a browser. Go to lifeinair.com. Enter that podcast promo code at checkout. And we will see you at an event soon. Let's get back to the episode. The average person will spend about 14 hours per week on household responsibilities. And so this includes, let's round it for 15 hours to make it easy math. That means 60 hours a month are going towards things like your lawn and cooking and cleaning and grocery shopping and laundry and all these other things. So you think about this, 60 hours per month. What if you could pay somebody $20 an hour or $1,200 a month, right? Because it's 60 hours per month times 20, $1,200 per month to do all of that for you. And so yet here we are missing these applications just as much, if not more so, in the business. Hey, welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in Air Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. And on this podcast, I have my colleague, my friend, my co-host, Polish Peter. What's up, dude?
And I would say unhireable, Polish Peter. Like, you did, I'm unhireable. You can't hire me for a price.
Like, no one would ever hire you?
Well, that could be it. Yeah, that could be another way of looking at
That's
it.
That's one way to interpret that, dude. Be careful what you say.
So I just literally just walked into that one, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. Yep. Well, listen, so the reason why I say this is because we're going to be talking about hiring, because we just had a Business Builder event, and that was one of the topics that we talked about there. So tell people what...
Let me give you some context here. So we had an awesome Business Builder workshop, and if you're unfamiliar with this event, it's essentially, you know, the Get a Life... We have two... Life here has two events. One's called the Get a Life Getaway, and you really put together a tangible, clear, concise, authentic vision for your life, like in every single way. Like, what exactly do we want your life to look like? And this is going to include what you do, what you have, what you experience, the kind of person you want to be, your goals, dreams, aspirations, all one into this magical document. And it takes us 3 days to unpack that with you. And that's the Get a Life Getaway. Oh, by the way, shameless plug here. If you want to find out when the next one is, go to lifeinair.com/upcoming-events. and you'll find that. And just go to lifejourney.com, you'll find it. And then the other event we have is a business builder workshop, because one of the things that people discover at the Get a Life Getaway oftentimes is like, hey, when I'm living my vision fully, I only have 20 hours per week. I only have 15 hours per week that I can work and still live my vision completely. And so the Business Builder Workshop really is designed to help people understand, how do you actually make that a reality? How do you make that happen? How do you, because the rubber has to hit the road at some point, right? You can't just have this vision that requires you to work 15 hours a week and not know how to do that. And certainly there's a lot of things you have to do differently than the average business owner to make that a reality. And you can't do everything in your business, and you can't, you know, be the one person, you know, circus where you're collecting tickets and you're the trapeze artist and you're taming the lions and you're acrobats.
And you're the clown.
You're doing all of it, right? You're driving the clown car. Like, you can't do all that. And so this topic came up at our Business Builder Workshop, and one of the participants, who owns a bookkeeping business in this particular case, and by the way, many businesses were represented at this event. It's not for one particular event. We had all kinds of real estate people there. We had a guy who had a yacht management company. We had this bookkeeper business. What else did we have there, man? I'm trying to think. There's a lot of businesses represented there.
Real estate.
Oh, yeah. We had a catering business.
Companies.
Yeah, I mentioned real estate, a couple different areas of real estate. Yeah, like just all kinds of, counseling business.
Personal, what's it called? Exercise, losing weight, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A fitness business, like all kinds of businesses. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this question came up. Is like, and they say that we were talking about hiring and delegation. And they said, listen, I get this in theory, but I just can't help but feeling like I'm losing money when I hire somebody, because I have to pay somebody for something that I could do myself. And so I'll make less money. So that's what we're going to talk about on this episode.
So yes, you will be making less money. Look at that. No, but listen,
will they?
That's a joke. I'm making a joke, because here's the thing, man. Because I've went through this entire process myself, you know, thinking of, because yeah, you know what? The money that I'm quote unquote seeing a bank account initially might be a little bit lower. So I can see where the person is coming from, right? So let's acknowledge that for a minute. But if you look at the bigger picture, because I think there is a very short-sighted vision, the way looking at things, that prevents people from actually stepping out and going and hiring somebody else. And, you know, there are so many different reasons why that might be the case. One of the things could be that you're literally hiring the wrong person. Because if you're hiring the wrong person, you will be losing money. Because that person is going to be sucking the money out of the business, or not performing, or not doing the job. And whatever the case may be, you're going to be ending up just spending money like water. So hiring the wrong person is one of the big problems that I see that can be that, that, you know, they're feeling like they're making less money. Another thing is that, you know, when they're looking at their profit margins are not that big, right? And they don't see that profit margin is big enough to go and hire somebody. So how do you go and stepping out into that thing to be able to hire somebody else? So what do you think about that?
I have those are all great angles. And the one that sticks out to me though, man, is this belief that like, hey, if I hire somebody making less money, and number one, I want to challenge our listeners or our viewers to that perspective, because here's the thing, depending on what you hire out. And by the way, the way most people hire out, my recommendation would be, is if you're not good at this, you got to start with a low level person who's fairly inexpensive and who's not going to cause, you know, traumatic injury or catastrophic loss to your business. Meaning the tasks that you're doing are fairly simple. They're fairly monotonous. They require a low level of skill. Because here's the thing people miss. You are, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but when you're new to this, it is a brand new skill to you. Just because you are good at swinging a hammer does not mean you're good at running a crew and running a team. And so you have to learn this. And so you're learning part of this process as well. Like you mentioned hiring the wrong person. Well, learning how to screen the right person and go through the hiring process to weed out the people that are not what you're looking for is a learned skill. And so you have to realize this is part of the learning curve when you're learning to hire. And so this is where, you know, and especially when you're making that first couple hires, you probably don't have the money to hire a high level person. Like that would be cool if you had 150 grand to hire somebody who's a true expert in something and who's a high level individual, but you're probably not there yet. You're not ready for that hire yet. And so this is the perspective that I think people need to consider.
is like bringing that person on should make you more money overall in the business. Now, what that means is that now they are freeing up your time and your bandwidth, your attention and focus, so that you can divert that towards the things that are moving the needle in your business. Because what you have on your plate right now in your business, think you're going to Golden Corral, and you're going to have, you know, a little this, little that. You're going to have the mashed potatoes, you have the corn, you're going to have the asparagus. Yeah, you're going to have a little of everything, and only some of those things are actually where the best. It's like you fill your plate with all these things that, quite frankly, you don't even like. You really don't. You just have it on there to take your space and time up, right? But at this, yeah, this is business broccoli, right? The stuff you shouldn't be doing, and the business could be better served by you being somewhere else. And so, yeah, making this hire should allow you to make more money, because now you're focused on, you're done with the $20 per hour, $30 per hour wage activities, and you're working on the $50, $60, $200, $500 wage activities that can really move the needle. And so it's this short-term thinking of what you're paying versus, and having it be a cost versus an investment in the business. The other thing here is, let's say...
So hold on, before you jump into this, because I think you're like you're jumping into something else. I want to unpack this a little bit, because there is a certain thing that you brought up about the opportunity cost, because most people don't look at it that way. Think about it. We use this example in Life Under quite a bit, because we have real estate, a lot of real estate investors in there. And a lot of times real estate investors, when they go and start flipping houses or wholesaling or whatever it might be, they basically do their own work. One of the examples that we use is, you know, let's say replacing the toilet. You know, if I go replace the toilet, and then it's this idea that I'm going to save money because it will cost me, let's say, I don't know what the numbers are right now, but let's say it's $200 to hire a plumber to put in the toilet for me. If I go, I'm just paying for the toilet. That toilet's going to cost me, let's say, $100 or whatever it might be. I'm just here with me because the numbers aren't that exact, right? Because I don't know how much the toilet is right now exactly. But I'll go and I'll spend $100 on that toilet and I'll replace it and I save $100. That's kind of a thinking that, you know, a lot of the people are going through that say it's going to cost me money by hiring the plumber as opposed to doing it myself. I'm going to save money. And what ends up happening is they don't look at the bigger picture, because now I have to drive and get the toilet. I have to go and, you know, by the way, the job never takes 15 minutes. It takes, you know, three times as much. So I'm, you know, putting that stuff in there. Then it also, I forgot a part, or this part breaks, because guess what? When you're replacing the toilet, it's not just a toilet, then there is a plunger. There is all kinds of different things that you need to, you know, when one thing breaks, another thing breaks, right? So there is some of those kinds of things that are happening. So just from that perspective, you are all of a sudden not taking 15 minutes, you're taking 2 hours or 3 hours to replace the toilet. Let's consider that for a minute. And you're spending more time to driving, and all those kinds of things. So that's one aspect of it. But the other aspect of it is that most people don't look at either is the opportunity cost. Because if I'm not replacing that toilet myself and somebody else is doing it, granted, they're charging me $200 for replacing the toilet, but during that time, I can be very intentional, strategic, and actually doing, let's say, making phone calls for the next deal. Or I can do that, you know, $1,000 an hour jobs and things like that. And that's what I want to make sure that the audience hears, because we have this conversation many times in life on there, and still something is not seeping through to see that there is this opportunity cost that's being missed out on.
So let me just pivot here for a little bit, because there's an equally, if not more important application here for your personal life. And so research suggests that the average person will spend about 14 hours per week on household responsibilities. And so this includes, let's round it for 15 hours to make it easy math. That means 60 hours a month are going towards things like your lawn and cooking and cleaning and grocery shopping and laundry and all these other things. So you think about this, 60 hours per month. What if you could pay somebody $20 an hour or $1,200 a month, right? Because it's 60 hours per month times 20, $1,200 per month to do all of that for you. And so yet here we are missing these applications just as much, if not more so, in the business. And so now there's some people have a mental block around this, and they feel like, well, I'm lazy if I'm not cleaning my house, if I'm not cooking my own food, or
do my own laundry. Like, I'm like, you know, there's a mental block about like what kind of person would do that, right? But here we are, like, again, realizing the tangible asset value of your time poured into something that is has a much higher ROI. Now, let's even assume for a second that you don't want to work on those higher level activities in your business. Well, here's my question to you. Is that VA, is that person helping you with your personal stuff, is that worth it for you for $1,200 a month to have 60 hours of your free time back, right? Do you value yourself at more than $20 per hour? And if the answer is yes, then this should be something that you work towards. And I'm not saying you have to hire all 60 hours out, but maybe you start off with 2 or 5 or 10 hours a week in your life or in your business. And this is how you really start to open up the bandwidth for the more productive, more efficient, more effective things that you want to do, that you're better at.
Right. So what I want you guys listening to, whoever's listening on this call right now, think about this. What we've been talking about is there is a problem beneath the problem. And most of the times when we're looking at hiring, you know, if this person is, am I going to hire the right person? Is going to pay for it? There is a belief that you have about this thing that is stopping you from actually going and hiring. Because think about it. Do you actually believe that you will be able to be the person who hires the right person for this job? Or you have some kind of a, you know, you're not very confident in hiring people. Or, you know, $1,200 for a month. Some people might be thinking, well, I can pay for a mortgage with that money, you know, and then 60 hours, freeing up 60 hours. Then what am I doing those 60 hours? Am I being intentional of those 60 hours? Because now if I'm spending $1,200 on that, I need to be very intentional in order to make those hours work. And am I actually able to do this? Am I clear what am I going to be doing this? Because sometimes people don't hire somebody else to do those tasks because they're not very clear as to what they will be doing when somebody else does the other thing. Because now all of a sudden, maybe in business, I can't check emails. And I can't, you know, go on social media anymore because somebody else is taking care of those things. So now what do I do? And I think sometimes there is no clarity for the person, what am I going to be doing? Or there's some fear about, you know what, now that I hire somebody else, they got to do this. So now I actually have to go and get out of my comfort zone and talk to somebody, you know, like stranger, to go and buy their house or sell a house or, you know, for whatever business you might have, that you might have to step out of the comfort zone. And I think that's part of a growth as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, that you're going to have to keep leveling up in that leadership style to be able to go and, you know, hire more people. Because otherwise, you're not going to be able to grow the business. If you're just going to be one-man show, then you're going to be one-man show. And you're not going to be able, I mean, very rare cases, I guess, if you commission and your, you know, commissions are huge, you could do it. But outside of that, I think it's going to be very hard to grow that business. So we talked about few things, few ideas about hiring. Any other ideas that you have, Vojo, as far as like hiring somebody else, why it's so important and what's the, you know, people are dealing with?
I think the biggest thing, man, that people get stuck on is really the mindset. And so you gotta just really, and we could talk details and specifics of how to do this, but I don't even think we're ready for that really yet. You really got to embrace this idea of working with people. And yet many people are afraid to do it for the reason you mentioned, or they're afraid they can't keep them busy, or they're afraid they have the obligation and the ongoing expense, which again, really shouldn't be an expense. It's an investment. So my advice would be to just start small. Like, just find somebody you can pay for 5 hours a week and it's going to cost you $100, right? And use that time to, and just dip your toe in the water and see what happens. Like, see, what do you find yourself doing? What kind of like space does it create for you to work on the things that are better, the things that you enjoy more, the things that you're more skilled at? And like, and then there, and just experiment, and then you can just gradually work your way up to maybe even, because this is how it works. Like, if you really want to create a business with multiple people, you can just feel free to start small. Like, you don't have to jump in and spend like all this money hiring this whole staff, like, because it'll crash and burn if you don't know how to lead those people and how to manage them and how to kind of create and run teams. But you got to start. You do have to start.
Yeah. And you got to recognize too that there is a limiting beliefs that are running the show if you have a hard time hiring somebody. You know, we just came out with the business builder. And in that conversation, people talked about, you know, even on day one, we were talking about the beliefs in that they talked about, you know, nobody can do it as good as me.
We've heard of all a thousand times, right?
Right?
We've all heard
so
it a thousand times.
So there's all kinds of different beliefs that are running around side of the hiring process. And if you recognize what it is for you, then all of a sudden you might discover, you know, that came out because back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, I did a, you know, partnership with this one guy and he quote unquote screwed me out of it. Or I hired this one guy and he was a horrible thing. Or I hate firing people. I don't like to be, you know, negative and bad person, right? I'm a people pleaser. I want to make sure that people are happy. So me firing somebody is going to be a bad thing. I don't want to deal with that. Or whatever those beliefs that you might have, start recognizing them. And then listen, your business is much bigger than this. So when you start focusing on, you know, the limiting beliefs, guess what? You're not going to be able to hire this. When you start focusing on the bigger vision of the business, the what you are trying to achieve, where you're going after, all of a sudden you're going to be able to take those actions. And like Vojo was saying, dip your toe in the water and start on the step one and hire somebody in low wage and see how it works out.
Yep. So listen, hope you got something out of this. Really consider bringing someone on. You can go to Upwork if it's a VA. There's many sites online where you can do that. Lots of places you can find people. If you have questions about this, come on over to our private Facebook group. It is called, if you just search Life Here, you'll see it. We have our front facing public page, which is essentially just gives you event dates and things like that. But if you want to be part of the discussion, come to our private Facebook group. And, you know, ask these questions. We have a community, we have a forum of people that really want to help and chime in with their experience and their knowledge and to help other people grow. And as always, we're very appreciative of you for listening and for tuning in. And if you could leave us a thumbs up, a review, a quick couple words of a rating, it'd be greatly appreciated because that's how the algorithm works and we can reach more people with the show and change lives. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.